As a perfect follow-up to discussing the Heritage Foundation, we're going to dive into rolling back the clock on women's rights. How hard would it actually be? Not as hard as you think. All right, morons, today we're asking a question that you, I already know, think sounds ridiculous. How hard would it be to roll back the clock on women's rights in the United States? The short answer is not hard at all, and that's the scary part. Rights are not like natural laws. Gravity isn't going anywhere, but your right to vote, your bodily autonomy, your ability to get a job or a mortgage without a man co-signing, all of those are human-made systems, conventions, and they can be dismantled. Women in the U.S. didn't get these rights. They didn't, like, just, you know, rise with the sun. They fought tooth and nail for them. And if you think those gains can't be undone, I've got some bad news. They're already being undone. Let's talk about what's at stake, who's coming for it, and why you need to pay attention. The clock is already ticking backwards. A lot of people just haven't noticed it yet. Let's start with the obvious. The clock isn't hypothetical. It's already being rolled back. Roe v. Wade was just the beginning. In 2022, the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, which protected abortion rights for nearly 50 years. They didn't just chip away at it, they ripped it out by the roots, throwing decisions about bodily autonomy back to the states. What happened next? Trigger laws, abortion bans, women in red states being denied life-saving care because hospitals were terrified of breaking the law. Contraception is next. Don't kid yourself. Clarence Thomas explicitly said that the court must reconsider decisions protecting contraception, access, and same-sex marriage. They're not bluffing. They didn't bluff about Roe. The ERA, Equal Rights Amendment, still isn't law. It would guarantee equal rights under the Constitution, regardless of sex. Women have been fighting for it since the 1920s. Guess what? It still hasn't passed. Legally speaking, women's rights are not protected. The pay gap and economic dependence. Women still earn about 82 cents for every dollar a man makes. Guess who suffers most when access to jobs, education, and childcare gets rolled back? Women, especially women of color. Let's stop pretending women's rights are locked in. Roe fell, so can everything else. And the people who celebrated that decision, they're just getting started. Here's the playbook, morons. Rolling back women's rights isn't going to happen overnight. It's going to happen in steps. Those steps are already in motion. One, control the courts. The Supreme Court and the federal judges decide what's constitutional. Conservatives have spent decades stacking the courts with just judges who will interpret the law through their traditional lens. Roe's overturning was a result of this strategy. Two, state-by-state bans. The conservative movement loves states' rights because it's easier to attack rights locally. Think abortion bans, book bans, restrictions on gender-affirming care. These all start in state legislatures and then spread like wildfire. Three, redefine women's rights. Instead of banning things outright, they'll rebrand oppression as freedom. Freedom to protect life. Freedom to keep women at home. They paint feminism as anti-family and push traditional values as the moral high ground. Economic leverage, that's number four. If you control women's access to jobs, education, and childcare, you control their independence. It's no coincidence that attacks on reproductive rights go hand in hand with attacks on public education, paid leave, and affordable health care. The playbook is clear, and it's already proven effective. Chip away at rights little by little until the clock is turned back 50, 60, 100 years. How far back could they go? Quick history lesson, morons, since I know nobody taught you this stuff in school. 1920, women win the right to vote, 19th Amendment. That's less than 105 years ago. You think voting rights are safe? Tell that to the people pushing voter ID laws and gerrymandering districts. 1960s, women gain access to contraception thanks to Griswold v. Connecticut. Without birth control, economic independence is almost impossible, and that right is already under attack. 1974, women can finally open a bank account and get a mortgage without a male co-signer. That's only 50 years ago. Imagine losing that right. 1980s, workplace protections for sexual harassment start getting taken seriously. Before that, women had to tough it out or quit. Every single one of these milestones was fought for, not given. And And the same forces that fought against them are fighting to undo them now. So why is it so easy to roll back women's rights? Because rights are fragile. They're only as strong as the people willing to protect them. Step one, take over the courts. That's done. Step two, push state laws that chip away rights. Happening right now. Step three, make people complacent. Convince women that their rights are secure. Roe will never fall, but it did. Here's the hard truth. Many people still see women's rights as optional, something that can be debated, restricted, or redefined based on politics or religion. If you think it's unthinkable for women to lose their autonomy, you should take a look at what's already happened. Here's the deal, morons. Women's rights are not guaranteed. They're earned, defended, and, if we're not careful, they'll be taken away. The people coming for them are organized, extremely well-funded, and they are very patient. They've been working on this for decades. And they're not stopping with Roe. They're coming for contraception. They're going to cancel workplace protections. LGBTQ rights, gone. Anything that threatens the idea of trad control. If you're not paying attention, you're already losing. So what can you do? Vote in every election, local, state, federal. State legislatures are where the fight starts. Understand the playbook. I know, that means you have to read. Oh, boo-hoo. When you see laws framed as protecting families or freedom, look closer. Those are buzzwords now. They're words appropriated as terms. Speak up. Rights don't disappear quietly. They disappear because too many people stayed silent. Remember, we're being led around by the nose by a very loud, very, very noisy minority. The fact is, the majority is moderate, reasonable, and a little bit naive. Maybe we need to fix that. Women's rights are everyone's rights. When you roll back autonomy for half the population, you're rolling back freedoms for everyone. That's it for today, morons. If you think this can't happen here, wake up. It's happening. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. Defending rights starts with understanding how they're lost. See you next time.